This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, this has been a... clearly, in this country over the last week, mm-hmm. has been a pretty emotional time. Traumatic time for one particular town, one state. And I know there are different ways that a lot of us are trying to, honor them, honor the people who were lost in Uvalde, the 21 people who died, the 19 children, the two adults who died there. And I am all for trying to help out that community or trying to move forward the conversation mm-hmm. of how do we prevent all of this from happening again? I get that. Yesterday, something very odd happened, though. And I don't know why this... I think I do know why. But this kind of struck me as odd. And the Dallas Morning News, the Austin American Statesman, the Houston Chronicle, Texas Tribune, and some of the TV and radio stations in that area decided they were going to observe 21 minutes of silence, one minute for each victim of the massacre, across all their social media platforms. And like on the surface, it sounds like, okay, what's the big deal about that? The Dallas Mavericks retweeted it and said, we're going to do the same thing, 21 minutes of silence.
But
what does that do? Like, right. what is that other than it just being a hollow gesture? Because even the most prolific tweeters, the most prolific social media posters are not posting like every 5 minutes, mm-hmm. Maybe like during a baseball game or if they're live tweeting something, maybe then. But what is 21 minutes of silence on Twitter? What is 21 minutes of silence on Facebook? What does that really accomplish?
Like, how many windows of 21 minutes of silence would you have on social media anyway in a single day? I mean, like Ron said, people aren't tweeting constantly. They're not posting right. constantly. You could have this 21 minutes and nobody would know. I understand that you want to do something. And I think symbolism isn't without value, whenever you're doing to... I don't know. And I don't want to say it's not even raising awareness. It's just kind of honoring the victims. But this does feel hollow. And it also feels like it's a void. You would have so many windows of 21 minutes of silence. At any rate, make it 21 hours.
Sure.
That would be something.
I don't know. I almost feel like spending 21 minutes raising awareness in a different way. I just don't know. I don't know how this does it or how this moves a conversation forward. And I'd like to believe it's with good intentions. I think most news outlets, most newspapers, I think they are trying to do good by the community. I don't know what this is other than, hey, look what we're doing. We're being part of this. And maybe that's just very cynical for me to look at it this way. I can't understand what this actually accomplishes.
I'm with you. There are very few things that I hate more than empty gestures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is empty. It's a nothing.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Stop saying
thoughts
that.
And prayers.
Stop saying that. Not saying stop praying. Do your thing.
Right.
If you believe in prayer and that is something you believe helps, do it. Stop saying yes. Thoughts and prayers. Stop saying, we're going to have our 21 minutes of silence. Hey, look, you want a moment of silence before a live event with a large crowd.
That makes sense.
A pretty powerful feeling, though.
That makes sense.
Because you're in that building, and it's silent.
Yep.
I mean, I've been at those events. You guys have been. I think there's a point to that.
I agree.
I actually think that the people in attendance, not everybody, because some of them are still idiots just chewing on their hot dog and, you know, whatever. But, I mean, like, a moment of silence in a venue with a lot of other people, it can be a very powerful feeling.
I agree.
And a very powerful message, because it's totally the opposite of that. Just doing anything like this on social media. You know, here's what I want those news agencies to do. How about this? How about you park your reporters' asses outside Ted Cruz's office and stay there until he answers your questions and doesn't run away from them? And I don't mean to just pick on him. He's one person. But anybody else.
But it's his state.
But anybody else that has a position of power,
yeah,
that could in some way enact change or start mm-hmm. the process or have a meaningful conversation, stand outside their office or in the parking lot next to their car until they answer the question, as opposed to walking away from it.
You want to do
something meaningful? Do that.
Yes. You want to do something powerful. I thought what the Miami Heat did the day after, prior to their game with Boston, and they put up, it was either before or after the anthem, they made an announcement. And, you know, they're getting ready to play this game.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we urge you to text and call your senator, call whoever. And they mm-hmm. I forgot if it was Marco Rubio or what, but they put the number on the screen, on the Jumbotron, on the scoreboard, and said, call this number and get a hold of your congresspeople and do something about it. Do something. And I thought that was more powerful than on right. social media going silent. That's like nothing, because you just... You know,
I'll tell you this. I'll be honest. It actually is symbolic of the wrong thing for them.
I agree with
you. If you're a news agency and mm-hmm. the best you're going to... Maybe that's not the best. I'm sure they're working on stories and doing all that kind of stuff. But being silent about it for even 21 minutes almost drives home the point that we're not doing a good enough job delivering the message.
A moment of social media silence does nothing.
No.
There's because you don't know what's happening. I haven't seen the Dallas Morning News tweet in a while. Like, what does that do?
And also, I mean, this isn't the point, but even with the algorithms and everything, you're going to see old tweets. You won't know that it's been 21 minutes.
Yes.
I see tweets from a day ago. And like I said, I agree. You need to take action. And moments of silence and thoughts and prayers need to be accompanied by action so that they're not empty. You can't just have empty symbolism. What is interesting, for instance, a moment of silence, it's actually 2 minutes of silence on Holocaust Remembrance Day. And I don't know if you've seen this in Israel, where the air raid sirens go off for 2 minutes straight and the entire country stops. I'm showing Ron a picture here of major highways. The cars stop.
Yeah.
People get out of their cars. They stop their bikes. You stop walking. You stop whatever you're doing in your office. That's something.
That's powerful.
That is
absolutely
powerful.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like that. Like I said, when you've got a large group of people that are all receiving the same message, that are, you know, clearly in a position where, you know, they're not going to be doing what they normally mm-hmm. do, right? They're going to be vocal. Normally you're at a sporting event, you're excited, you know, concerts, whatever. And when you have that moment, or you have what you're talking about with the Holocaust remembrance in those 2 minutes, that's not normal, and it's unified.
Right.
And there's the power is in that. The power is not in we're gonna do this thing that you're not even gonna notice,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, it's a meaningless gesture,
right.
And especially from entities that have the ability to lead to change, or at least be a part of the. I'm not saying those publications are not doing it. I'm sure they're reporting on this.
They're
digging in, and they've got investigative things going on. But I'm not a big fan of doing something just for show. And that's just for show.
You know, you could, if you wanted to, and I think detractors probably do, when it comes to like national anthem protests or things like that, say, well, that's a hollow gesture. That's empty. It's not the same. It's not the same as this. This truly means nothing because it's something that most of us not even have to ignore. It's just something we may never even, you won't notice it.
Well, I think it's the same thing when you have, again, we talked about blue check marks on Twitter, social media. You have journalists, true journalists, writing for legacy media outlets like the New York Times or whatever it may be. And when they start issuing opinions on their social media, it blurs the lines. It makes it difficult for people to realize, like, well, how is this journalist opining on Twitter, but somehow keeping that opinion out of his or her reporting? Also on Twitter, it's a way to have the impression that you're going through the gatekeepers of that media outlet's editorial or editors, when really it's not. You know, it's the blue check mark feels like it's got some type of legacy behind it, but it's just that person's opinion. And I think whether it's social media or cable news and the talking heads, who are not journalists, they're opinion givers, that can really blur the lines and feed into, well, this person is just giving us their facts. You know, what are the facts? And when really you have people like Clarissa Ward out in Afghanistan or in Ukraine, she's putting her life on the line to bring you the truth. And there's a difference between that person and the Twitter journalist who's putting out their opinion, or Tucker Carlson or Rachel Maddow, who's a talking head.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know, this has been a... clearly, in this country over the last week, mm-hmm. has been a pretty emotional time, a traumatic time for one particular town, one state. And I know there are different ways that a lot of us are trying to, honor them, honor the people who were lost in Uvalde, the 21 people who died, the 19 children, the two adults who died there. And I am all for trying to help out that community or trying to move forward the conversation mm-hmm. of how do we prevent all of this from happening again. I get that. Yesterday, something very odd happened, though. And I don't know why this. I think I do know why. But this kind of struck me as odd. And the Dallas Morning News, the Austin American Statesman, the Houston Chronicle, Texas Tribune, and some of the TV and radio stations in that area decided they were going to observe 21 minutes of silence, one minute for each victim of the massacre, across all their social media platforms. And like on the surface, it sounds like, okay, what's the big deal about that? The Dallas Mavericks retweeted it and said, we're going to do the same thing, 21 minutes of silence.
But
what does that do? Like, right. what is that other than it just being a hollow gesture? Because even the most prolific tweeters, the most prolific social media posters are not posting like every 5 minutes. Mm. You know, maybe like during a baseball game or if they're live tweeting something, maybe then. But what is 21 minutes of silence on Twitter? What is 21 minutes of silence on Facebook? What does that really accomplish?
Like, how many windows of 21 minutes of silence would you have on social media anyway in a single day? I mean, like Ron said, people aren't tweeting constantly. They're not posting constantly. You could have this 21 minutes and nobody would know. I understand that you want to do something. And I think symbolism isn't without value, you know, whenever you're doing to... I don't know. And I don't want to say it's not even raising awareness. It's just kind of honoring the victims. But this does feel hollow. And it also feels like it's a void. You would have so many windows of 21 minutes of silence. At any rate, make it 21 hours.
Sure.
That would be something.
I don't know. I almost feel like spending 21 minutes raising awareness in a different way. I just don't know. I don't know how this does it or how this moves a conversation forward. And I'd like to believe it's with good intentions. I think most news outlets, most newspapers, I think they are trying to do good by the community. I don't know what this is other than, hey, look what we're doing. We're being part of this. And maybe that's just very cynical for me to look at it this way. I can't understand what this actually accomplishes.
I'm with you. There are very few things that I hate more than empty gestures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is empty. It's a nothing.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Stop saying
thoughts
that.
And prayers.
Stop saying that. Not saying stop praying. Do your thing.
Right.
If you believe in prayer and that is something you believe helps, do it. Stop saying thoughts and prayers. Stop saying, we're going to have our 21 minutes of silence. Hey, look, you had a moment of silence before a live event with a large crowd.
That makes sense.
A pretty powerful feeling, though.
That makes sense.
Because you're in that building, and it's silent.
Yep.
I mean, I've been at those events. You guys have been. I think there's a point to that.
I agree.
I actually think that the people in attendance, not everybody, because some of them are still idiots just chewing on their hot dog and, you know, whatever. But, I mean, like, a moment of silence in a venue with a lot of other people, it can be a very powerful feeling.
I agree.
And a very powerful message, because it's totally the opposite of that. Just doing anything like this on social media. You know, here's what I want those news agencies to do. How about this? How about you park your reporters' asses outside Ted Cruz's office and stay there until he answers your questions and doesn't run away from them? And I don't mean to just pick on him. He's one person. But anybody else.
But it's his state.
But anybody else that has a position of power that could in some way enact change or start the process or have a meaningful conversation, stand outside their office or in the parking lot next to their car until they answer the question, as opposed to walking away from it.
You want to do
something meaningful? Do that.
Yes. You want to do something powerful. I thought what the Miami Heat did the day after, prior to their game with Boston, and they put up, it was either before or after the anthem, they made an announcement. And, you know, they're getting ready to play this game.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we urge you to text and call your senator, call whoever. And they I forgot if it was Marco Rubio or what, but they put the number on the screen, on the Jumbotron, on the scoreboard, and said, call this number and get a hold of your congresspeople and do something about it. Do something. And I thought that was more powerful than on social media going silent. That's like nothing, because you just... You know,
I'll tell you this. I'll be honest. It actually is symbolic of the wrong thing for them.
I agree with you.
If you're a news agency, and the best you're going to... Maybe that's not the best. I'm sure they're working on stories and doing all that kind of stuff. But being silent about it for even 21 minutes almost drives home the point that we're not doing a good enough job delivering the message.
A moment of social media silence does nothing.
No.
There's because you don't know it's happening. I haven't seen the Dallas Morning News tweet in a while. Like, what does that do?
And also, I mean, this isn't the point, but even with the algorithms and everything, you're going to see old tweets. You won't know that it's been 21 minutes.
Yes.
I see tweets from a day ago. And like I said, I agree. You need to take action. And moments of silence and thoughts and prayers need to be accompanied by action so that they're not empty. You can't just have empty symbolism. What is interesting, for instance, a moment of silence. It's actually 2 minutes of silence on Holocaust Remembrance Day. And I don't know if you've seen this in Israel, where the air raid sirens go off for 2 minutes straight and the entire country stops. I'm showing Ron a picture here of major highways. The cars stop.
Yeah.
People get out of their cars. They stop their bikes. You stop walking. You stop whatever you're doing in your office. That's something.
That's powerful.
That is
absolutely
powerful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like that, like I said, when you've got a large group of people that are all receiving the same message, that are, you know, clearly in a position where, you know, they're not going to be doing what they normally do, right? They're going to be vocal. Normally you're at a sporting event, you're excited, you know, concerts, whatever. And when you have that moment, or you have what you're talking about with the Holocaust remembrance in those 2 minutes, that's not normal, and it's unified.
Right.
And there's the power is in that. The power is not in we're gonna do this thing that you're not even gonna notice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it's a meaningless gesture,
right,
and especially from entities that have the ability to lead to change, or at least be a part of the. I'm not saying those publications are not doing it. I'm sure they're reporting on this. They're digging in and they've got investigative things going on. But I'm not a big fan of doing something just for show. And that's just for show.
You know, you could if you wanted to, and I think detractors probably do, when it comes to like national anthem protests or things like that, say, well, that's a hollow gesture. That's empty. It's not the same. It's not the same as this. This truly means nothing because it's something that most of us not even have to ignore. It's just something we may never even, you won't notice it.
Well, I think it's the same thing when you have, again, we talked about blue check marks on Twitter, social media. You have journalists, true journalists, writing for legacy media outlets like the New York Times or whatever it may be. And when they start issuing opinions on their social media, it blurs the lines. It makes it difficult for people to realize, like, well, how is this journalist opining on Twitter, but somehow keeping that opinion out of his or her reporting? Also on Twitter, it's a way to have the impression that you're going through the gatekeepers of that media outlet's editors, when really it's not. You know, it's the blue check mark feels like it's got some type of legacy behind it, but it's just that person's opinion. And I think whether it's social media or cable news and the talking heads, who are not journalists, they're opinion givers, that can really blur the lines and feed into, well, this person is just giving us their facts. You know, what are the facts? And when really you have people like Clarissa Ward out in Afghanistan or in Ukraine, she's putting her life on the line to bring you the truth. And there's a difference between that person and the Twitter journalist who's putting out their opinion, or Tucker Carlson or Rachel Maddow, who's a talking head.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.